International Employers Association of South Africa has called into question whether South Africa can afford to keep on supporting ArcelorMittal South Africa. They argue that ArcelorMittal South Africa has become an inefficient giant that's been supported by government by way of tariff protection to the tune of 20%, and that in fact their existence prevents the downstream steel industry from enjoying more competitively priced steel imports of even better quality. They're lumping AMSA alongside with the state-owned companies like Eskom and SAA, arguing that they're nothing but a burden to the state. Well, to discuss this issue, I'm joined on the line by Marieke Kruger. She's an economist at the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of Southern Africa, also known as SAFSA. Thanks very much for joining us, Marieke. So ArcelorMittal South Africa recently came out with their interim financial results, where they indicated that their earnings fell by about 650 million rand. That's a lot of money. Steel prices have been plummeting. Raw materials are up. Critical elements like electricity have accelerated. The general economic backdrop for them looks quite dire. What are your thoughts about their performance, given the constraints that they face?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I think their performance is largely reflective of the current challenges that companies within the metals and engineering sector are facing at this moment. And these challenges increase operational costs, which then invariably has an impact on employment margins and profits, which then also has the possible extended ramifications on employment. Along with this, there's a whole list of other challenges that companies, including metal within the industry, face. If I can name but a few,
yes.
For example, domestic demand is low as a result of the poor economic environment or growth environment that we're in. We also see that general household final consumption expenditure has decreased in the first quarter of this year. This then contributed to a decrease in both the derived demand for metals and engineering cluster intermediate goods, as well as prices of goods that are sold within the sector. And then if we look at productivity levels, this is also very low. While unit labor costs are high, capacity utilization is low.
Yes.
And then also, as you have mentioned, electricity prices, port and logistics costs, and fuel costs. And then also now the implementation of the carbon tax, which is an implicit tax, and then also adds onto the cost of doing businesses of companies within the sector.
That's a lot. So how do you respond to the National Employers Association, which says that AMSA is overly protected by government through tariffs, and that basically it would seem they're saying that it should just be left alone to deal with global market forces by itself, as it's a monopoly in this country and therefore disadvantages the downstream steel sector?
I think it's a bold statement to make, because obviously as a domestic economy, we are dependent on the growth and survival of many sectors, not just the upstream sectors or not just the downstream sectors. So the survival of all is very crucial in terms of growth for the sector going forward.
So apparently AMSA is looking to get tariff relief from Eskom. And of course, we know that Eskom can ill afford to give anyone a break right now. What are your thoughts on this issue in principle?
I think, it's a very difficult situation, because a lot of companies are dependent on Eskom's survival in order for themselves to also then survive and continue to operate going forward.
Perhaps, you know, our current context doesn't work because we are having difficult economic times. But is there something that could be done, do you think, to help incentivize new players to be involved in the steel manufacturing sector in order to encourage a more competitive manufacturing industry? Or is it quite financially prohibitive to get into this sort of thing in the first place?
No, obviously, there are various aspects that one can look at to possibly help improve the state of the sector going forward. For example, I think probably the most common factor that cuts across all industrial sectors is demand. So there is it is imperative to increase demand because the impact in that sense will be immediate across all sectors. Then it's also obviously very important to reduce operational costs. In terms of electricity supply has to be constant, not erratic. And there's also obviously a need to reduce electricity costs to the broader domestic economy. And then in terms of small businesses are also imperative towards the survival, not just of the metals and engineering sector, but the domestic economy as a whole. So if we can get direct support to small businesses via incentives or policies, for example, export incentives for these small businesses, or even quotas for job creation, that would, I think that will already go a long way to start tackling the problem going forward.
So, Marieke, are you an optimist? Do you think we're just in a season right now, and that if all the elements are right, the steel and metals industry can still thrive going forward?
Obviously, in order for the steel sector to thrive going forward, there is a need for demand to increase for its largely intermediate goods. And then also investment into the sector is very important because this will help stimulate the growth and hopefully contribute towards increase in employment numbers going forward.
Marieke, thank you very much for your time. That was Marieke Kruger. She's an economist at the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of Southern Africa.